It's getting hot in here because we're talking about flame tests. Again, really important topic for your GCSE chemistry exam. Comes up a lot. It's just basically learning a bunch of colours, so there are no excuses for not revising it because it's easy marks in your exam. Let's get into it. So what are flame tests used for? Basically, we can use them to identify unknown metal ions, okay? So the following ions I'm going to talk about all burn with a characteristic color, okay? So copper Cu2 plus ions, they burn with a lovely green flame, okay? Sodium burns with a nice little yellow flame. Calcium Ca2 plus ions, they burn with an orange-red flame. Potassium, that's my favorite, it burns with a cute little lilac flame, okay? And then lithium, that burns with a crimson flame, which sounds very dramatic, but it looks pretty cool. So what are the ions you need to know? Make sure you know sodium, potassium, lithium, copper 2 plus, and calcium. Those are the ions you need to know, okay? So let's go over sodium, Na plus, what color was that? That's a yellow flame. Calcium, Ca2 plus, that's an orange-red flame. And copper, Cu2 plus, that's a nice little green flame. So it looks like an evil Disney villain, like green, scary flame. Okay, so as well as knowing the colors, you need to know how to set this experiment up and put it together, okay? So it's not too complicated, probably something you've done before in class, but let's go through it here. Firstly, we need to get a cute little nichrome wire loop, and we've got to clean it. And we do this by completely submerging it in dilute hydrochloric acid. Like, we've got to get honey ready for the flame test, okay? So once our nichrome wire is nice and clean, we dip the wire loop into the sample to be tested. And we don't know what that sample is. That's why we're doing this whole flame testing in the first place. If there was a cute little label on the jar, we wouldn't need to do this. Somebody forgot. So we get that nichrome wire loop, we dip it in the test substance. We then put the wire loop into the blue flame of the Bunsen burner. We need it to be blue, so we want some complete combustion up in here, okay? So once we put the nichrome loop into the blue flame, we note down the color that we see, okay? So that Bunsen burner flame needs to be blue. Right, let's just review that process again real quick to make sure it's completely clear. We sterilize a nichrome wire loop by submerging it in dilute hydrochloric acid. We then dip the wire loop into the sample to be tested. We hold the wire loop in the blue flame of the Bunsen burner, and then we record the color of the Bunsen flame. Easy. Okay, let's review those colors from earlier. Copper 2 plus, do you remember what that is? Green. K plus, nice and lilac. Ca2 plus, orange red. Na plus, yellow. And Li plus, crimson. Okay, so Li plus, crimson, like a deep red. So what was the name of the apparatus that we used to transfer the sample to the Bunsen flame? That's a nichrome wire loop. Okay, now, little question to finish on. Why is it problematic for interpreting the results of a flame test if a sample is made up of multiple ions? Well, if the sample consists of a mixture of metal ions, the flame colors of some may be masked, which could lead to incorrect interpretations, okay? So just think, like, lithium is crimson, like a deep red, whereas Ca2 plus is orange red. So if we had a mixture of lithium and Ca2 plus, that bright red crimson might drown out the orange red of the calcium. So these flame tests are best used when we're testing for one single ion. Okay, so that completes our review of flame tests. Hope it was useful. Make sure you check out the next episode and review those colors. They're really easy marks in the exam, so you don't want to lose them. Make a cute little list, review them online, do what you gotta do. Okay, good luck with all your revision.
If this episode has got you in the mood for more podcast revision action, then you should search for our other revised podcast channels that cover a lot more than you'll find here. Search for Revise on whatever platform you got this podcast from, and you'll find them. And while you're at it, if you could rate us 5 stars and subscribe or follow to all of our Revise podcasts that cover every subject you need, then that will help other people to find our podcasts.